GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, recapping election 2018. George, start us with the governor's race. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with text the talk behind the bulletproof glass over in spacious Studio 7A. It's the computer geeks from Chris Downs' computer room. Why, that's Chris Downs sitting right there. Welcome back, you handsome fella, you.
Good morning, after.
And Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. Like the truck out there, man.
That's the other Chris's truck.
Oh, you've got the modest sedan.
206,000 miles, man.
Wow. Welcome to both of you.
Yep. Hello.
You got a question about your smartphone, your smart device that's probably smarter than you, or maybe your laptop, your computer. Now's the time to dial it in. 1-800-966-1039, our telephone number. 1-800-966-1039. You can also text us if you'd like, 601-207-GHRT. And the McLaughlin Seafood inbox is, as always, open.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. What is new in the world of tech devices, fellas? What do you got? What's burning a hole in your pocket anyway?
Well, there's a brand new iPad Pro out that looked pretty snazzy if you got a lot of money.
George?
It's very thin.
Very thin. It's got facial recognition. It's like the iPhone X blown up.
Not blown up like with a bomb.
Well, not yet.
Some
anyway.
People are tempted to do sometimes.
I got face recognition. I can't get it to work. It doesn't work.
Your facial recognition on your phone doesn't work?
Does not. Well, it has worked, but it's... Yeah, no, it doesn't work very well.
Does it give you a message, like a negative message, or does it?
It tells me.
It doesn't say it doesn't like your face. It just doesn't respond to it.
You're not the fairest of them all.
It says you probably don't have a face that smartphones like.
Are you trying to use it in poor lighting?
I've tried it in every lighting in every way. I don't really care about it to begin with.
Is it turned on? Hmm? Is the phone turned on? This is just the first step of troubleshooting with any tech.
No, the idea with this one, it will turn your phone on.
Right.
But is the feature for facial recognition on?
I believe it is.
Do you want to hand your phone over to one of the guys so they can check?
I don't want to do that right now. I mean, honestly, it's going to get too confusing. I'm just happy, George, that, yeah, right.
I don't really care.
You can't turn your phone on. I'm just glad your phone isn't turning you on.
Well, it might be because he has the KTEL version of the phone.
Well, it does vibrate.
Hey, this is an LG 7.
Great. And if the facial recognition isn't working, you should probably take it back to where you bought it and say, hey.
Voice recognition works, and my finger thing works. I can
see that when he drives down the street.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, what else is new?
Sometimes if you wear, you often wear hats, George.
I've tried it with and without the hat.
Hmm. And it's causing you that much trouble, really?
No, because I don't really care if it works. I just tried it.
George is so indifferent. We've been talking about politics, and he's just indifferent about the elections. He's indifferent about his cell phone. He says when you get older, you just stop caring, right?
He's wearing
a shirt this morning, by the way. He's kidding.
I got a main shirt on.
Hey, guys. Okay, text message is now coming in. Let's get down to business. Fellow writes to us, I bought my wife a Canon Rebel. What's a good editing computer, or what should I look for in a good picture editing computer? Chris Downs, do we go to you on that one?
Well, most people who do graphic artist work a lot prefer Mac if you can afford it. But it's mostly about graphics and having enough power to run it. I don't know if you need to be brand specific. If you're going to run Photoshop, you need a computer that can handle it. And you can look up the specs and find out what that takes to run.
I actually worked as a graphic designer in a department for 4 years that had both PCs at one point and Macs. And my personal opinion is that people, as we know from elections and whatnot, get pretty partisan, not just with politics, but also with brand names. And I mean, personally, I found it just as easy to work on a PC as to work on a Mac. Like Chris said, what's the performance of the computer that you're working on? But I use Photoshop on a PC myself, and I do absolutely fine.
Another person writes to us, how do I get rid of all the pop-up ads on my Samsung S7? Apparently, they have some issue. Oh, I bet I know what they're talking about. I encounter this occasionally on my iPhone X as well.
Really?
When I'm going to specific sites like ScrabbleCheats.com,
Okay, I probably shouldn't have disclosed that I go to ScrabbleCheats.com. But I'll get this.
Could be worse.
I'll get this alert, which will come in, say, "Oh, congratulations! You're today's winner, and you're going to, you know, win whatever from Amazon or win something from some prize from somewhere." And then you try to go back, and it won't let you back. You're stuck there.
You touched on the problem. It's more about the site you're on than it is your phone itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, your Samsung could have malware on it, I guess. They're more apt to get it than an iPhone. But mostly it's about the site you're on, and you can see them at pretty much any website.
Yeah.
There is one good program for Facebook. It's called Fluffbuster. Its job is to eliminate the ads that pop up on the side of Facebook. But even that doesn't stop the sponsored post in Facebook.
Yeah, I'm a big Celtics fan, and there's a blog I go on, CelticsLife.com, every day. And they in order to underwrite their efforts, there's all kinds of videos and stuff that pop up on there that you have to click off every time, and it's annoying. We're not really answering the question. I mean, Chris and I have more experience with iPhones, and but like he said, I mean, yes, it does have to do with a particular website. I just work around it, you know, and just deal with it. Like that's the way things are. And you know, if you're going to junky sites and whatnot, you're probably going to have more incidents of stuff like that.
Well, a lot of pop-up ads occur when you take things free.
Yep.
You got to be careful. Now, maybe you want a flashlight, or maybe you say, here's a free flashlight or something. I have a couple of apps that have done that to me. Now, emojis, they've got it where they have dancing bears and all kinds of stuff. If you read the comments section under, it'll say, don't do this. It took over my phone. I had all kinds of problems afterwards. So some of this free stuff. Yeah. Now, I've got a couple of apps that I like. One called Quizlet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard that.
No.
It'll take you to any subject you want. I use it for pronunciations.
Yeah.
Like for ball players. If I want to know the correct pronunciation, some guy I never heard of, you know, it could be Eduardo, whoever. Mm-hmm. You go into that, it'll give you the pronunciation.
Nice.
There are some that are good, but some apps are dangerous to your phone.
Apps, yeah. And like Chris said, websites too, through whatever app you're using as a browser.
Are there any that maybe you can disclose to us as being more dangerous than others, places you shouldn't go? I know I used to go to MP3 Bear, where you could listen to songs. This is before I had Spotify, so I'm now paying for a service where I can hear the old songs that I want to find that are tough to find. I was going to find them on MP3 Bear. There was an option to download there, okay, which becomes file sharing, which becomes illegal. Mm-hmm. And gosh, even going to MP3 Bear, and boom, there I started to see my computer slow down. I started to see some trouble. I had to run some malware software to get rid of some things. Are there any sites that you know of that are absolute danger zones, fellas?
I think the word free, like George said, will be a key. If you're looking for free games, free movies, and oddly enough, song lyrics. My wife's a singer, and she looks up song lyrics, and those pages will be full of malware.
Really?
I ever do it on an iPad instead of a computer. But the word free is quite often dangerous spot.
A good principle that's applicable to life and also life online. It's if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. And that also goes for opening certain types of emails as well. If it sounds too good to be true, just dismiss it. And I would say too, like when you're searching for something like what you gave as an example, Rick, a lot of the things that I think show up like on the first page of search results tend to be, I think, a little more safe. If you're slumming around on like the 17th page looking for exactly what you want, I think you're hanging around in junk
land a
little bit.
You're in a dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah, you're too far from home. You come back now to page one.
If you click on the 17th O on the word Google at the bottom of the search page,
right,
you've gone too
far.
Get
back to work.
Someone else has encountered this. I've encountered this as well. They write into us in our MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I go to one of these sites, and then I reopen my browser, and suddenly I'm searching via Bing, or suddenly I'm searching via Yahoo, and not Google. And now I got to go back into my system preferences. If it's a Mac, you got to go to the Apple up in the upper left-hand corner, and then tell it to take it back and make your homepage Google again, not one of these other sites that you're not used to.
Yep. I call it like getting your teeth cleaned. Every once in a while, you got to get your computer cleaned up. The internet's just a dirty place. And the people writing this stuff know what they're doing. It's not, you know, we used to think of it as the kid in his parents' basement, but now it's full-fledged businesses. You know, they have office buildings and office parties in the Ukraine and wherever else.
So how would you get your, do you know of any places that are like offering any specials on cleaning up their computer like recently or?
Let's see. I know a place in Brewer that's pretty good at it.
A place in Brewer cleans your computer up.
Yep. Bob in Belgrade is dialed in to us on the PDQ Door telephone line. Hey, Bob, you're on with the Computer Geeks, Chris Quimby and Chris Downs. Chris and Chris, you can't get their names wrong. Bob, what's your question for them?
I do a lot of the computer work at the office, and we have a cloud server. Now, when I am setting up a Windows computer, I go to remote desktop connection, and I install the server icon that way. Is there an equivalent for remote desktop connection on a Mac? Because I can't find it.
Let's ask the computer geeks. Guys, what do you think? Remote services for a Mac?
I'm sure the answer is yes, but I've yet to do that, so I'm not going to pretend I have the answer off the top of my head.
Okay.
Chris Quimby, have you had any experience?
Is that something you could look into maybe and have them get back to you?
Or? Yeah, if you want, hit me up with a question on my Facebook page, Chris Downs Computer Room on Facebook, and I'll find you an answer.
I will do that. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thanks, Bob. I know that if you have, for instance, on the iPhone X, one of the services to it is, and I think I've got it tucked under Tools. Oh, there's a picture of George, though. That's just a joke, buddy. I'm just a joke. Where you can go to...
It's pie in the face.
Is it Pages? No, Files. If I go to Files under my... I have it under Education. It takes me through my iCloud. And it takes me back to my computer downtown. Or nice. I can now. I can't necessarily do any advanced editing, mm-hmm. but I can at least summon a document, and then from there I can send it to myself, no matter where I am.
Yeah, I know it's available, and I think it's pretty straightforward. I just haven't done it personally, so I don't want to pretend like I have.
And I love that you used the word summon. That's a very good active voice. That's a radio professional.
Thank you. See, yeah. I try to use dynamic verbs. It kind of brightens up the moments.
You've had some training.
This person wants to follow up, and they've heard you say in the past that oftentimes the little plug at the bottom of your phone gets mm-hmm. dirty, mm-hmm. and they want to know, can mm-hmm. I just blow in it and clean it out well
yeah.
enough?
Yeah, especially these, you know, the last week or so, people probably have a lot of candy corn and stuff stuck in there. But blowing in it can get some stuff out. But what happens is there's a collection of like lint a lot of times because we keep the phones in our pockets often. And every time you plug it in, it will compress that near the bottom. So blowing it out, even with compressed air, sometimes doesn't get that stuff out. So if you had, like we've mentioned before, a toothpick, I think is a general safe thing that will fit in that hole. Put it in one side. I'm talking about an iPhone. Because that's an open area, and then put in one side, drag it across the bottom, which you can do pretty aggressively, and then pull up whatever you can get, summon, if you will, whatever you can get up summon from the other side. That's our word.
That's okay, because I think for the past 3-4 weeks, we've been using the phrase, can we park here for a moment?
Yeah, somebody told me that, and then you give me credit for that? I don't know that I say that.
You said it on our program.
Did I?
And so then I've started using it, but we give you credit each
time.
Maybe
you went parking and didn't know it.
I probably got it from somebody else. Let's park here. It sounds good.
Yeah, park here. Well, that means you...
And continue talking about it.
Doesn't mean you're
talking about it. Right. I had a little trouble with Bluetooth yesterday, and I had earbuds that a Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get it to pair with the phone at all. So I really prefer... headsets. So I ordered new headsets, which somebody stole the other. That's another question. But dun, dun, dun. I bought some new ones, and they paired immediately. Mm-hmm. But the little ones won't pair, no matter what I do.
Are you
won't.
Pairing it with your phone or pairing it with your your computer at home?
They were charged up, obviously.
I charged it. It just won't pair. But I was amazed because when we had the power outage this weekend with the storm, everything in the house I had on charge. I didn't realize how many things I have on charge.
Well, let's get to that after break, because I do have a couple thoughts based on personal experience about that.
And do you have any Bluetooth insight as well, Chris Downs, to share?
plugged in is always more reliable than wireless, whatever kind of wireless connection you're talking about.
Ah, but we all want to retire the wire. We all want to be
wireless
and wires. No strings on me.
I'm old school.
Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room and Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. What's your question for the computer geeks? Dial it in now, 1-800-966-1039 for GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.